Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 26, Zero Trust Architecture. Alice, we first mentioned Zero Trust way back in episode 4, where we talked about defense in depth. Now we're doing the deep dive. What's the core idea?
The core idea is that your network location means nothing. Traditionally, security worked like a castle. There's a firewall, the castle wall, and everything inside is trusted. If you're on the corporate network or connected to the VPN, you can access internal systems freely. Zero Trust says that model is broken. A partner working from a hotel room in Singapore, an associate at the New York office, and a contractor on their personal laptop are all treated the same way. None of them are trusted by default. Every single request has to prove its right to exist.
Right. So never trust. Always verify. That's the phrase I keep hearing.
That's one of the three principles. Never trust, always verify. No entity is trusted by default, regardless of where they are. Assume breach. Design your systems as if an attacker is already inside your network. And least privilege access. Everyone gets the minimum permissions they need for the minimum time they need them. We've been building toward this all series. MFA in episode 21. SSO in episode 22, R back in 23, A back in 24. Zero Trust is the architecture that ties all of those together.
Ugh, NIST has a standard for this, right?
NIST SP800 decision published in 2020. It defines three components. The policy engine makes access decisions. It evaluates who you are, what device you're on, what you're trying to access, and what the risk looks like. The policy administrator translates those decisions into action. It issues tokens or configures access. And the policy enforcement point is the actual gate. It allows or blocks the request at the resource boundary. Think of the policy engine as the judge, the administrator as the clerk, and the enforcement point as the door.
Boom. And this happens on every request, not just at login.
On every request. That's the fundamental difference from traditional security. The traditional system authenticates you once, gives you a session cookie, and trusts that cookie for the next 8 hours. Zero Trust reevaluates continuously. Your device compliance could change. Maybe your antivirus went out of date. Your risk score could escalate. Maybe you're suddenly accessing resources you've never touched before. An anomaly could be detected mid-session. The system adapts in real time.
That sounds like a massive infrastructure project. What does a small team actually implement first?
There's an 80-20 rule here. Two things give you most of the security benefit. First, enforce MFA for every user and implement SSO. We covered both in the last few episodes. Second, check authorization on every API request, not just at login, but on every call. That middleware pattern from episode 23 where every endpoint checks the user's permissions before executing. Those two things together move you from a perimeter-based model to an identity-based one. You don't need to re-architect your entire network overnight.
Right. What comes after that?
Micro-segmentation. Instead of one flat network where every service can talk to every other service, you divide your infrastructure into isolated zones. Your document storage service is in one segment. Your billing service is in another. Your database is in a third. Each segment has its own access controls. The document service can talk to the database, but only on specific ports with authenticated connections. The billing service cannot reach the document store directly. If an attacker compromises one service, micro-segmentation stops them from pivoting to everything else.
That's the assume breach principle in practice.
Exactly. You're not trying to prevent every breach. That's impossible. You're containing the blast radius. If the document service is compromised, the billing database is still safe because it's in a separate segment with its own authentication. CISA, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, recently published guidance calling micro-segmentation foundational for zero trust. Not advanced, not optional, foundational.
Yeah. For a legal SaaS platform specifically, what does this look like?
Your database should never be directly accessible from the internet. Only your application services on specific courts with authenticated connections. Your search service, which has the full text index we talked about in episode 25, including the ethical wall filters, is a separate segment. Your user authentication service is isolated. And the communication between all of these uses MTLS, mutual TLS, which we covered in episode 15. So each service proves its identity to every other service it talks to.
Let me ask about the CISA maturity model. Where should a legal SaaS platform aim?
Ideally, advanced across all five pillars. Identity, devices, networks, applications, and data. But let me be realistic. Most small SaaS teams start at traditional passwords, flat networks, monolithic applications. Getting to initial MFA, basic SSO, some API gateway controls is achievable in weeks. Getting to advanced, phishing-resistant MFA, micro-segmentation, per-service authorization, encrypted internal traffic, takes months. Optimal, fully risk-adaptive, real-time device health in every decision, is aspirational for most and takes years.
Right, but the first steps are high value, low effort.
Yes, and here's the business case. Enterprise law firm clients are increasingly asking about zero trust and security questionnaires. Do you enforce least privilege access? Are your internal services authenticated? Do you segment your network? If you can say yes with evidence, access logs, architecture diagrams, policy engine configurations, you pass the assessment. If you're still on the castle and moat model, that's a red flag.
The Google Beyond Corp example always comes up in these discussions. How relevant is that for a smaller company?
Beyond Corp proved the model works at extreme scale. Google eliminated VPNs entirely. Internal applications are accessed the same way from the office as from a coffee shop. Every request is authenticated and authorized based on identity and device state. For a 50-person legal SaaS company, the lesson is, if Google can do this for 100,000 employees, you can adopt the same principles. You don't need Google's infrastructure. You need the mindset. Stop trusting the network. Start verifying every request.
Right. Quick practical summary for builders. Enforce MFA and SSO. Check authorization on every API call. Segment your network so services can't freely talk to each other. And use MTLS for service-to-service communication.
And log everything. Zero trust without audit trails is just aspirational security. The logs prove the verification is happening.
Next episode, multi-tenant data isolation. How your SaaS keeps 50 different law firms' data completely separate.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm...
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.